The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Christine Kraft. I'm in for Drex tonight. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock. And the number is, as always, 415-880-8810 if you want to chime in. The Soberanis Fire, Big Sur, Carmel. I had the great experience of living in Carmel for not long enough, some years down there, and wish I'd never left, quite frankly. And there were fires then, too. In Big Sur, that beautiful forest, and there's been a really nasty one. They say it may be wrapped up by the end of August, if they're lucky. So I thought I'm going to talk to somebody down there who's been evacuated, who's been watching all of this, and she can give us an update. It's Cheryl Richardson down in the Carmel Big Sur area, and she has, you have a business down there. Tell us what your business is, Cheryl.
I have Me Too Salon.
Okay, you have a great salon in Carmel, and it's Mission and what?
Oh, Mission and 8th.
Mission and 8th Street. I used to work at Carmel Bay Company, of course, you know, and it was very different originally than it is now. But in any event, so you've got, what's the name of the salon again?
Me Too Salon.
Me Too. So you live close down the coast a bit. Tell me what's been going on with this fire, where you live, the evacuations and all of that. Just give us an update.
Oh, my gosh. It started on a Friday and was moving along. We had heard about it, so we were kind of attuned to that. By Saturday, we had gotten an evacuation warning for everyone to, they have a program called Ready, Set, Go. And so we were to start getting everything together to get out of there. It was getting ready to jump across Highway 1. I live in the Highlands.
And Carmel Highlands.
Which is right on the right on the edge of Carmel by the Sea, on Highway 1 going toward Big Sur, and it was getting very scary, and not knowing exactly what to pack when you're at that moment because it came up so fast. It wasn't something. It started within the 2 mile mark of Soberanis Point, and there was. They now have determined that it was a 2x2 pile of rocks by a river.
So probably a campfire.
Campfire. At that moment, it took hold. Apparently, there was a full moon that night or somewhere near that. So there were campers, and they're trying to pursue it. But what made this really difficult was because of the coastal breezes that we get. The terrain is really steep and unnavigable by foot. Much of it, a lot of it is government and federally owned land and not really many homes down here. Our wind changes up constantly during the day. And at the top of those peaks, because of a drought, they average, 89 to 100 degrees up at the mountaintops with little to no humidity. Which made it really extra steep. And
so
it was
Did you have to actually evacuate? You're going through your stuff and you've gotten this warning. You know the warning came pretty fast. So in your logical mind, you're thinking, well, because I've seen some of the time lapse video that was done of the way this thing moved. It is just so. It's so distressing to watch that, both beautiful and horrible. The way in that time lapse video is extraordinary about it. So you knew at that point that the actual evacuation order could come at any moment, and you better get your you know what together pretty darn fast.
Yeah, I did a drive, and it was actually less than 5 minutes away where it started. So by Saturday, they're saying to get ready to start evacuating. Highway 1 is a one lane, and
that's right.
I know what it looks like on Highway 1. I'm like just a couple houses from Highway 1. It's
right,
backed
yeah.
up to 10 o'clock at night, bumper to bumper. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't want to add to it, so I got my things together. And if anyway, I suggest that people just go ahead and make sure they have things in order if something terrific
yeah.
could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So it might take longer for someone with elderly parents,
animals.
Medication.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's happening to the animals down there? Do they have a good shelter set up?
Yeah, SPCA has been amazing. People have taken extras in. A good note is that on Sunday, this last Sunday, I had about 15 quail in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we were saying we hadn't seen any birds. So the birds are starting to come back, at least along the coastline.
Good.
But inland, in the way that it's moving that way, it's difficult to breathe.
LA Times story tonight. Cheryl, I don't know if you saw it yet. It just came out. It says a Carmel Valley vineyard manager defends grapes against the Big Sur fire. Apparently, the smoke affects the skin of the grape, and you can pick these grapes and make your terrific wines, and you can't detect any smoke odor at all when you do it, but when it starts fermenting, the smoke-infused skin of those grapes makes the batch worthless. So this has long-reaching effects even on places that, and not for all wines, but for a lot of them here, and it describes this brand-new Breaking LA Times piece. Because of the smoke. It's not burning the vineyards.
Right.
Yeah.
Salinas Valley is known for their Pinot Noirs, and all of that is getting affected. Wow. Thank you for letting me know.
So you had to get out of there, didn't you? You actually did evacuate.
We were asked to get ready.
Right.
And I
so you
went
just
away
left early night. Thinking, you know, why wait for it to get worse?
Exactly.
And have it be so you can't get out of town or can't get off of Highway 1 where the fire is about to jump. You want to get out of there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so they had mentioned Yankee Point, which is on the west side of Highway 1, and El Paso is the next street over.
Mm-hmm.
We just learned a few days ago that they were going to let Peter Pan burn, which is where I live. And so three of us got tagged with our mailbox and where they could find a fire hydrant, what may be of concern to the firemen. But seven houses above us were not tagged, and we learned that they were going to let that go. And they weren't going to – they would probably defend the houses, but it would have come down Wildcat Creek. It was right there. It was north and south of us, and we were right in the middle.
So they make the decision about which properties to try to save based on how feasible it is to do it, depending on the elevations, the steepness of it, the fuel, all of that.
Yeah.
So you were okay from that point of view. Did any of the other homes that weren't tagged burn down?
No, they did not.
Good, which is good.
But
that's a good result.
There's quite a film on everything that kind of permeates into the house.
Oh,
where
sure.
It's more than just a dust. That you, the wiping down of what we've just been through was kind of horrific.
It's a complete project. So are you pretty much out of danger now, you think?
I'm breathing good air because of the ocean.
Right.
But everyone else suffers. It's something that until it's done, nobody wins in this.
And that's one of the risks, as you know, of living
together.
In paradise. It really is. It's no place I love better, and that's the devilish side of living in paradise.
Yes. And a lot of the homes were homesteaded and things that were just, you know, maybe not done totally the code. And houses that you can't really get back into. So for those people and their belongings and memories, my heart breaks for that. But I must say that the agencies going to the fire meetings, the agencies are working so beautifully together, especially in such a political, heated time. That we're in, all these people, over 5,500 firefighters, and they all have the same thing in mind is protecting, people and animals and our property. And to see there's no attitude with it, everyone is on board. I just heard they're setting up for people on how to get insurance and extra, how to get your papers together, how to fill out things. Because I believe in order for FEMA to come through, you have to have 800 dwellings uninsured.
That's quite a bit. Oh my goodness.
To get FEMA.
And so now the fire is raging what, between Carmel Valley or the edges of Carmel Valley and then further back, going back away from the coast.
Right. It's more going kind of southeast. Mm-hmm. I just talked to someone today, Ron Buelta, who heads up Rancho San Carlos in the preserve. It came within 500 yards of that yesterday.
They finished
the line. Now, those houses up there are 20-acre parcels and obviously a lot of fuel on it. And they saved White Rock, which is huge, Coachella and Tassajara.
Nowhere near Tassajara. Ventana. So it's further back. It's nowhere near Ventana.
But you got the Old Coast Road and Nacimiento Road. Not very many that cut over to Highway 1.
Right.
But I believe Ventana is getting it. People are putting things at Post Ranch, and they're hunkering down to because it's going to come through Big Sur.
Oh my God.
They believe 170,000 acres by time it's done.
Well, I want to thank you so much because when people talk about this from their own experience, everybody can relate to it and feel it, especially those of us who love the Monterey Peninsula, Carmel, and of course, Carmel Valley and Big Sur, all of it. And I wish the best for you, and thank you so much for sharing some time. I know it's been rough, and you're going to see a lot as everything ends and heals, Cheryl.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Me Too Salon in Carmel. She's the owner, Cheryl Richardson. I'm Christine Kraft, and let's get to Lee Graham because he's got traffic for us right now.